This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Oh.
Sorry.
Sounds like you're blowing your nose in a sheet of paper.
I literally am. It's so bad.
Are you recording?
Yeah. This is the podcast. Dave's blowing his nose.
I'm so sorry to all podcasters for having to hear
that. That was actually painful to listen to.
It was painful to do as well. It's awful tissue paper.
Yeah,
it's... Listen.
No. I don't.
It's like wrapping paper.
I have an update for you. You know the way they changed the...
Yes.
The paper in the bathrooms and you went mad and you went to the CEO.
Yeah.
In the women's bathroom, the old paper's back.
Oh, for God's sake.
But I don't know if it was just like an old packet that they found.
I wonder.
Or
I must
if they've
get
actually
on.
Ordered. I wonder, yeah.
I wonder, yeah.
That's a little throwback to my my time on Waterford local radio about 2 weeks ago when I did a very important interview and Emma and Ashton tore it to shreds. I wonder, yeah.
You have it there.
No,
I wonder. Yeah, there is.
No,
that.
It isn't. It's
oh, we
gone.
Have to get that on it.
I wonder. That should just be a part of the show. I think, Callum. Every now and again, when we question something, we just hit it.
I wonder. God, it was
it's essentially
awful.
If you don't know it, go back. Well, I got...
What day was it?
It was
wasn't last week because it would have been the week before.
It was the week before.
You'll see
last,
it in the
on
things.
The Tuesday.
You're not. They're not going to go back.
No, you should. It's hilarious.
It is quite funny.
Trying to be all serious, talking about how he's an advocate for the non-vaping lifestyle.
Yes, that's me.
And when the journalist speaking to him on the phone was like, "I wonder, Dave, if you've started a real big conversation about this," Dave says,
"I wonder.
I wonder.
Oh,
yeah.
I do. I feel like I should." This is an exclusive, right? An exclusive only on the podcast. And I don't know if I'm allowed to even say this.
Oh, we'll just bleep it out if not.
But I didn't have a vape on holidays.
You had a cigarette.
Did have a few cigarettes, though.
Dave, what did you do that for?
I know. Yeah. Very, very bad.
Wait, what? How? When was the last time you smoked?
I'm watching.
2017.
Oh, Dave.
I know.
You haven't had a cigarette since 2017?
No.
Oh,
bet
shit.
You felt like a big bag of poo after, did you?
Rotten.
Yeah, just
did you?
And,
like,
and
you
even the next day, you probably could barely walk.
I was just more, I just couldn't speak.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
It was awful.
It's mad
rotten.
When you don't have one in so long.
Like, two puffs and I started jittering. Do you know what I mean? Like,
God.
I had the shakes and all.
So when you don't have one for such a long time, you realise, because I used to smoke.
This is rotten.
That, like, how did I survive going in like this?
Yeah,
like,
you're not going to go back.
No, God, no. I'm good. I'm finitoed.
Sometimes you just have to go back and remind yourself how much you don't want to do it.
Yeah, dead right. Yeah, so that's the, I feel like I've got it off my chest now, though. I'm happy with
good.
That.
Good. Although the tar is on.
Smokers
your
are jokers.
The tar is on. Very true.
Okay, TTYL.
Good luck.
Ta-ra.
Bye. Bye.
Let's go. Wicca.
Emma, Dave, and Ashling.
Morning. What is the story? It is 3 minutes after seven. It's Tuesday and we're all here.
What's happening?
The
crap? How are we?
Yeah, we all came back, so that was good, I suppose.
Came back, what, just from like yesterday?
Just like, yeah, I came back to work.
Again?
Today. Yeah.
It is mad. We do this every
day. You just got to celebrate the little wins.
I think our boss should be a bit more like that. He should be a little bit more like, do you know what? He's came back. Fair play.
You never really get that, do you?
No, you don't.
I think everyone this morning should be greeted with that kind of love as they come into work. Thanks for coming back.
Thanks for coming in today.
Fair play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I must tell you about my dramas yesterday afternoon. So my car is not drivable at the moment, so I did a lot of hanging around yesterday.
Yeah,
I'm
after seeing your tire on the floor of the car park.
It's very sad.
Oh my God, it looks grim.
It's grim.
Yeah. Is it really flat?
It's just the alloy is on the ground.
Oh,
like.
No.
I go to look at the car every day. I just be like, hello. Hopefully I'll have you back soon.
You okay, hon?
Anyway, so I was waiting yesterday for someone to come in and help me out. That didn't happen. It's happening today, etc. So there was a bit of hanging around for me to be doing while I was waiting on this yesterday after work. So I was here till about 2:30. But
annoying.
At one point, you know, the way producer Callum launched Smoothie Tuesday in the office like about 6 months ago.
Yes.
Maybe longer. And he basically goes around on a Tuesday, offers to buy people smoothies. They revolute him. He's not being that generous. And on his Revolut card, he's been picking up little points so that he gets a free flight to France.
Yeah,
right?
Air miles, isn't it?
He gets the air miles through the app and he's been working really, really hard on this to get them, you know, all together. So anyway, I was there yesterday. Obviously, I was hanging around for a little bit longer. I did a little bit of a run around. Anyone want a smoothie? Callum was like, no, it's Monday, not Tuesday. Obviously.
Hey, that didn't stop him on Friday.
Oh yeah, he went crazy on Friday. That's why I thought the rules had been broken. He realised that he overdid it last week and he's pulling it way back to just Tuesday. So I asked Michaela Hayes, off I went over to get the smoothies in St. Stephen's Green Shopping Centre. As I was leaving, Callum said, take my card, get me a few points. hold any thoughts for now.
I have many.
Yeah. Don't speak, like, wait till you hear it. So that's fine. I went over and I was like, well, look, I have to wait for this car for ages. I'll just do a bit of wandering. I went to TK Maxx, tried on some stuff, didn't buy anything, fluted around Dunn's for a while, passed about 40 minutes, and then eventually on the way back was like, right, get these smoothies now for Michaela Hayes and myself. And I went up to the thing to pay for the smoothies. Oh, one second now. When we get the old points there for Callum. Gone.
No. No.
I'm wearing this coat, right? And I'm starting to frantically. And you know also how terribly I was dressed yesterday. Look at any of our Instagram stories. Oh, yeah. The evidence of that. So
that.
In this instance, I was sweating profusely through this cardigan. I was like, and she had the smoothie. She was like, here you go. And
oh,
I was like,
my God.
Can you hold them for a few minutes? I've lost something really important. Frantically back up the escalator.
Stop.
Back to TK Maxx. Asked all the staff, was it a loyalty card handed in here anyway? I was like, I'm going to have to buy him a Ryanair voucher.
Sorry, it was a loyalty card.
I was like in my head, I'm going to have to buy him a Ryanair voucher. Like, I owe him this flight to France. He's been working on this.
He probably
so
has like
hard.
€6 worth of points.
I was like, how am I going to tell him? I can't deal with this. Went back around Dunn's. Everywhere I went back. And I was like, I'm going to have to tell him. Sent a voice note. Callum, I know this is serious. And I promise I'll sort it out. But I wasn't dreaming when you gave me that loyalty card, was I? And he was like, yeah, it's here on my desk. You forgot to bring it.
Oh.
And he said the points are through my Revolut app, not the Jump Juice loyalty card. To say I was sweating.
Let's go.
Oh my God. Mother trucker. Wow, wow.
Stupid, stupid, stupid.
She took her quite a while to release the clean version as well. There was parents online giving out, but she went with Mother Trucker.
She sang it live before at a BBC festival, and she sang Don't Embarrass Me Like the Others.
That's
and
I was
so
like, much better.
Mwah, perfect. Perfection.
Yeah.
Maybe she only thought of that one after, before she recorded. She's like, damn it, that's
she's listening to the spin now going, why did I say Mother Trucker?
Sabrina Carpenter and Please, Please, Please on Fully Charged with Emma David Ashling.
Yesterday was a great day for people who think Paul Mescal's hot.
Yeah, and also, like, I feel like yesterday was a day where a lot of people went, oh, crap, Paul Mescal's hot.
Yeah, and the naysayers. Yeah, yeah, exactly. That is because the first look at Paul in the upcoming Gladiator sequel kind of was released.
I haven't seen this.
The thought of just calling him Paul is hilarious to me.
I'm going to call him Paul, great. Loads of shots of him, like, in the tunic and the armour and the muscles and the grease and the sweat and the tan.
You okay?
And the dirt. Oh, my God. No, he actually looked unbelievable, didn't
He's
he?
There was one beautiful boy.
Have you not seen it, Emma?
No.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Get ready. There was one shot of him, like, looking down. It was, like, looking up and his... The way the light hit the muscle, hit the bicep, it was something else. But our Paul has been making headlines quite a lot recently, and the media, I think, are kind of turning him into a bit of a Pete Davidson.
Okay.
Because the rumour mill be constantly churning as to who Paul Mescal is dating. Obviously, there was a while where he couldn't move for a bit of goss about who Pete Davidson was getting with.
Yeah, that's true.
That's kind of calmed down a little bit for Pete, hasn't it?
It has, yeah.
No harm.
He's with some actress now. Her name is Madeline Klein.
Yes.
She's in the show The Outer Banks. I've never seen it, but he's with her since September and it's kind of gone quiet. But among his most famous exes were Ariana Grande, obviously, Phoebe Denver. Yeah. I find that so hard to pronounce.
She was from the first Bridgerton, yeah.
From Bridgerton. Emily Ratajkowski and Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, insane level of like
insane.
What a portfolio.
Yeah, bring that to your interviews. But I think they're trying to turn Paul Mescal into the next Pete Davidson. Because while he's not necessarily getting with all these girls, he keeps being rumoured to be getting with loads of different
girls.
Yeah. But this one is potentially something. There was an article there in the last couple of days of Paul spotted having dinner with the singer Gracie Abrams.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know much about her. I just know she's friends with Taylor Swift, I'm pretty sure.
Yes, and she's actually just dethroned Taylor Swift from the top of the album chart.
Oh!
She just released her debut album in the UK and she's taken Taylor off the top spot.
That's no easy feat then.
Yeah, so I actually think she's probably going to become really big, but they were spotted in a restaurant in London together, and he reportedly reached over to touch her cheek.
Wow. Reportedly.
Yeah. They could have been a bit bolognese on it now,
damn
to be
him.
Fair. But
I'd love to touch Gracie Abrams' cheek.
I'd love to touch my cheek. Yeah. Just a few weeks ago, he was rumoured to be seeing Natalie Portman.
Wow.
Because they were literally having one conversation together. There were rumours of him seeing this other singer called Sophie Wilde earlier in the year. They're always banging on about him with Daisy Edgar Jones.
I would just want that to be true. Like,
I know.
So
do you know, Norm, I saw her online actually from, you know, Chicken Shop Date Girl.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
On her story, they were hanging out together at Glastonbury backstage at Charlie XCX, and Daisy's having a, you know, she seems very like together and proper.
Yeah, very proper.
She's actually letting really loose.
I'm
really
going to say that Daisy Edgar Jones is honorary Irish, I think.
Ah, yes, she is. Do you know what I mean? She could do a good Irish accent.
It's just brilliant.
So good. Everybody kind of thought for a second, more so the media tried to get people to believe he was with Saoirse Ronan when they did that one film together.
Yeah.
Then he was obviously with Phoebe Bridgers. So I feel like they're trying to turn him into like indie Pete Davidson.
Yeah, maybe so, yeah.
Or Bo Burnham stole her off him.
Yeah.
I was fuming at that. I really like Bo Burnham, and then he just swooped in, took Phoebe Bridgers away from Paul Mescal. Weren't they engaged and stuff as well? I think like they were just such a great couple.
They were very, yeah, I feel like they possibly were engaged, but they were together for ages. But anyway,
were they engaged?
I think so. Yeah.
I definitely don't feel too sorry for him seeing those gladiator pics. He's looking fine.
Yeah, he's
he will be fine.
This man will be okay.
I can't wait till he runs away from this new one in the park. Isn't that his thing where he just like he goes on dates with people and then runs away
runs
from them?
Away.
I love that rumour. I hope he knows that rumour.
It's a terrible rumour. Imagine staying over and then we go for a walk, babe, and then he just starts to.
I see the girl is like, oh crap, I know what's coming.
Put the shoes on.
Bolts.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Did you ever, like, when's the last time you did a job interview, do you think?
Ooh.
I did a job interview to get my job in Today FM 3 years ago.
Did you? Okay, very good. And how was it?
It was intense.
It's a tough...
I had to go on Zoom with Ian Dempsey.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a tough thing to do a job interview, I think.
Yeah.
Like, even when you walk in first and the first thing they ask, tell you about yourself. And you're like, I can't even remember anything about myself.
Like, David.
Give me 3 business days and I'll figure out something.
I remember during an interview a few years ago, at the end of it, they said, okay, we're going to put 30 seconds on the clock, and they actually did, and said, tell us why in 30 seconds why you deserve this job.
Oh, gross.
Awful people.
30 seconds.
You should really prepare for like all those awful questions, but I feel like sometimes even the thought of preparing them just makes me feel sick.
Yeah, yeah. It's awful.
It
it's scary.
Is. It's so anxiety fueling. Yeah.
Well, the reason that I ask you this is because luckily, if you ever want to work with my dad, he will not put you through hell for a job interview.
Right.
Oh. So this is quite good to know, I think. My sister rang me yesterday, so she's doing a bit of work with my dad at the moment, just for the next 3 weeks to get a bit of money, and she's working with a guy that his business has just hired, right, for like full time.
Yeah.
And so she's out and about with this new hire, and they're putting software onto computers and schools and stuff like that. And he turns around to her and he's like, "Your dad, like, he's really funny, but I don't think he knows he is." And Sophie's like, "No." He knows.
Yeah.
He knows so well.
Oh, yeah.
She was like, "Why? What do you mean?" She was like, "Well, like, when he did a job interview with me, the first thing he did was he sat me down and just went, 'So, do you play any sports?'" And so they talk about football for 10 minutes. And your man is like, "What?" He was like, "Most interviews I've gone to, or all interviews I've gone to, they've been like, what are your qualifications?
Tell Where did you go to college? You're leaving certain now."
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Tell me everything. Why is there a break in your CV? He was just like, "Which team do you support?" Do you know what I mean? And dad just wants to know if he likes you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just thought it was funny. But then, so
it's always interesting to see a different side of your parent like that, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So he got the job, obviously, your man, right? And so he's saying to my sister, he was like, "Yeah, like sometimes I'll be walking down the hall and I'll catch him in his office and he'll catch my eye and he'll just make a random noise." So imagine your man walking down the hall and dad seeing him in the office and dad just goes, "Ah." And this poor kid who's just been hired probably straight out of college does not know how to respond to my dad. Right? My dad is the most easygoing person in the world, but he is funny. Like, he's just a bit, he just does that. Like,
yeah, he's kind of trying to test him to see what he does.
He'll make a random noise at you every now and again and he'll just go, "Uh-huh." And your man is asking my sister, "How do I respond?" He doesn't know what to say to her. I think it's the funniest thing in the world. So this whole thing is your man been hired and he's just like, "I really like the boss, but I'm a little bit like, what do I say? What the hell do I do with them?"
That's so funny.
Not a boss situation. Have I ever told you about the time when my sister was a teenager and she was going out with a lad from school and my dad was the local guard? No. No,
I feel like I know something about this. Go on.
Sorry if I've told the story on the show already. But essentially, this was going way back. My dad was the local guard. It was Halloween night. My sister was being a young one, as she does, 16 or whatever, being in Egypt on Halloween night. And her and her gang of friends, including her new boyfriend, were hiding behind the wall of the park, throwing eggs over the wall like little idiots, like you do. But what they didn't realise is her new boyfriend was the one throwing the eggs, and one of them landed outside the wall on the Garda car.
Oh.
Which was my dad. And they didn't, they couldn't see what car it was, obviously, because they were in behind the wall. So in came my dad, and they were, here's my sister going, Dad. And they said, go on, who threw that? Go on. And they had, my dad hadn't met her new boyfriend yet. And my mum was like, it was him. And she was like, oh, I'm going to make up a name. Bob, is it? How are you? Come on, so I've been dying to meet you anyway. So you come up and you can wash the squad and we can have a chat.
Oh, God. So wash first, the squad car.
Their first interaction was Bob. Well, how are things? Yeah, just there's a bit more down there, Bob. Just clean the downside of it there.
I love that.
He was scrubbing the
Dad's
squad car.
Dads get such a kick out of that stuff, don't they?
He probably enjoyed every last.
So little
It spins fully charged, recharged.
All this week on the show, we've got four all access passes for Emerald Park to give away every single day. You'll have a great day out.
You really would. School's out, summer holidays are here. Let's do it. I'm excited.
Yes, you're going to have a great day at Emerald Park if you win these. The new Tiernan Oakland is now open. Two new state-of-the-art roller coasters, Nafina Force and The Quest. You can get tickets yourself over at emeraldpark.ie or win them now.
Dave and Aisling are attempting to sing some songs while going through it on The Quest.
We went through it, by
You've been trying to identify what that song is. Niall's on to give it a go. How's your morning going, Niall?
I'm on the way to work, so, you know.
What do you do, Niall?
I'm just working in a warehouse.
You work in a warehouse. You don't just anything. You work in a warehouse.
Hard in the warehouse.
What kind of a warehouse, Niall?
Deal with medical equipment for hospitals and that sort of
Very important.
Well, Niall, is that not important work?
That is very important work and incredibly vague.
Niall, are you a roller coaster fan?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Oh, unreal.
And if you were to win these four all-access passes, who'd be going with you?
Well... children.
Okay, I was going to say, are there kids around?
Perfect.
Happy days. I feel like we should only give this away to people with three kids.
That's very impressive.
Is your head a bit wrecked that they're off for the summer and you're trying to keep them busy? They're probably like, Dad, I'm bored.
Yeah, that's already my life. Yeah.
And it's been a week.
we only finished and they want to be like, worry, what's next?
Yeah, of course.
But we will hopefully have one day sorted for you here. You just have to guess what song is Dave singing on the roller coaster. Have a listen.
You look so cute. Round my finger. Lay it out so often.
He's giving it a good attempt there, Niall.
I'm trying my best, Niall. What do you think?
I was going to prefer it to the original, to be fair. Espresso, green and carbonate.
Let's check.
Espresso.
You look so cute. Woo!
Na, 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 na. I think that does sound better. You're right, Niall.
Honeybee.
Congratulations. You just got yourself four passes, all access to Emerald Park.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thanks a million.
You're going to be a popular dad. Well done.
Make sure to give them loads of notice. Like, give them 4 days to be getting ready for that so that the, you know, you can't say I'm bored for 4 days.
Yeah, dead right. Niall, have a great day.
Thanks a million.
Good luck.
See you.
Bye-bye. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. If you missed out today, don't worry. Another chance to win with Emerald Park on this very show tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, you get to hear my wonderful singing again.
Spins fully charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Every day we wake up. Rise and shine.
Tuesday, 2nd of July, we're all here. It's just coming up to 4 minutes after 8.
Good morning.
Morning.
As Emily said, there's no sign of summer around. Is anyone getting angry?
I am. I'm like, it's basically October outside.
I'm starting to get really mad.
I'm like looking at the weather apps and I'm like, oh, this is actually so bad now.
Yeah, like I was looking out the window of my room yesterday afternoon. I was like getting changed to go out for a walk and it's just the heavens opened again. And I just went, you know what? I'm so annoyed now. Yeah. I'm really... peed off.
Yeah, there's no light at the end of the tunnel there in the 10-day forecast. It's not great.
It's cold as well.
Okay, but to turn this all around, I have some information and that I'm kind of generously sharing with the population
here. Oh, go on.
I think I know the best time and day to attack Marks and Spencers for their yellow stickers.
Oh, go on.
And I think it is 6 o'clock on a Monday evening.
Okay.
I've done the yellow sticker run tons of times. Anytime I'm in Marks, even if it's just to grab one little thing, I will go around all the aisles just to check for the yellow sticker.
Did you not have this documented on your Instagram story recently that you were literally stalking the yellow sticker woman?
Yes, I was actually following them around.
Next.
I was waiting until she got to the veggie aisle.
And she took like 14 cents off.
Yeah, literally. And then at one point I saw the sticker machine unattended, like the actual sticker zapper, whatever. And I was like, I could cause real damage with
this. Yeah.
This is a powerful weapon. So yesterday was just a field day. I went in after a run, so I had no bags or anything. And I was just due to get a little bag of baby potatoes and a broccoli. Broccoli, yellow sticker.
Class.
Yeah. Nice one. And you were making
60 cent off, whatever. Had a burger and stuff at home, so I was going to do that. Came across my favourite salads in Marks and Spencer's. 150 each. Two salads. Boom.
Laugh.
Came across this other kind of mix of like some stuff you'd hate, Dave.
Yeah, I hate everything you've mentioned so far.
Loads off that. Got a bag of crisps, pack of crisps. Money off that. I got about seven things for €9.
Why did
in
they
Marks and Spencer's?
Yellow sticker crisps. They don't have a use by date that quickly, do they?
These
you
must
just
have,
never know.
They're a bit soft, but absolutely
they're from
no
months
problems.
Ago.
So you're saying
Seriously.
6 o'clock on a Monday?
Yeah, I think a Monday. I've done all the nights. You know, I've done all the nights and all the days, and I think I found the sweet spot.
Well, again, don't say we don't look after you here at Spin.
Yeah. So the weather might be bad, but there's bargains to be had.
So on Friday, myself and my dad are heading to Hozier in Marley Park. My dad's a big Hozier fan. He's loved his music for years. Would have got the albums on CD.
That's cute that the two of you are going for a concert. I can't remember the last time me and my dad ever went to a concert.
I think
me and my
this is the first time just the two of us have ever gone to a gig. Actually,
that's very nice.
That's cute, yeah.
I bought the tickets for him for his birthday back in March. But I'm concerned now because we're 3 days out. And my dad, like lots of dads, is very routine focused.
Mm-hmm. Okay?
Like you best believe he'll call me from back in Waterford on Saturday morning at 9:30 being like, oh yeah, I'm home, sure the dog needs to be walked. Like there's actually other people that can walk the dog, Dad, you don't need to be but you know, like he's got responsibilities and he has to walk the dog, etc.
He wants to sleep in his own bed type of vibe.
But the other thing that concerns me, and I'm really excited for this Hozier gig, I haven't seen Hozier live in years, and obviously this tour online looks amazing, and he went to number one in the States with Too Sweet, so there's a big new buzz about Hozier.
Totally.
And I'm really looking forward to seeing the show.
Just love going to a gig at Marley Park.
Yeah,
it's
easy.
So good.
And it's so close to where you live.
It's so handy, etc. Yeah. Is that my dad I know is going to want to leave early? Okay, he's going to want to beat the traffic, as in the traffic on foot.
So is he really that big of a Hozier fan then?
No, honestly, I can't tell you. Years ago, and I know I said this on the show before, my parents hadn't really been to any gigs or festivals, so I kind of forced them for a Christmas present to go to Slane. And I bought them tickets to Foo Fighters.
Yes.
And because Hozier was supporting and they're fans of Hozier, etc. So I remember on the day, so excited for them heading off to pack lunch, heading off to Slane. I was like, oh, you're going to have such a great day. I'm so excited for you. And then rang them at some random point of the day, like potentially 4:30. Well, how's it going? He also for Foo Fighters. And they're like, I knew it didn't sound very ambiance fuels in the background. Oh, we decided to hit the road to beat the traffic. I was like, so you didn't even see Foo Fighters?
So they just saw Hozier
and
left.
They saw Hozier and left.
Oh my God.
I was absolutely...
You're like, I spent hundreds on this.
Furious.
That's insane.
I was absolutely furious. So I've been thinking of different ways that I could potentially trick my dad into staying till the end of the Hozier
or
gig,
just
okay?
Stop buying him concert tickets. He doesn't want to go.
He does.
He doesn't. He wants to leave early to walk the dog.
He wants to get a feel of it, but he doesn't want to stick around for it. So I was thinking I could come up with some kind of ideas to keep him there to the end, because it's been years. I don't think he's been at a gig since the Foo Fighters gig he didn't stick around
since
for.
Foo Fighters fiasco.
So I think I could say things like, did you not hear about this new fine? If you leave early at the gate, you're charged a tenner.
Oh, God, there is nothing that dads hate more
than a fine.
Yeah.
A tenner, that's
that actually would be a big deterrent.
Yeah.
Even if it was a euro.
Yeah.
Guarantee
you
won't
pay. You can call it the zero crack fund.
Yeah.
The insults to the artist fund or whatever. I could also be like, gigs have changed. These days, they actually do gardening lessons after the last song at Marley Park. They do a massive gardening lesson.
That?
Oh, he'd love that. He loves gardening. Three. I was thinking as well, because the Euros are on, and sure he's bet into that. The Portugal-France game is at 8. I could be like, sure, they're going to show the highlights once Hozier's finished on the big screen. That's a thing now at gigs. Did you not hear this?
Yeah.
Every gig they play the highlights of the Euros as soon as the gig is over.
Or just like while Hozier's on, you just have the RT player on your phone.
Yes, yeah. He can't leave.
Oh,
sure, I'll be gone out of signal.
You know what you need to do is, like, you know on kids on TikTok where one half of the screen is Subway Surfers and the others is like a movie?
Oh, yeah.
So you have Hozier when he looks up, and when he looks down, he has the Euros.
That's actually a really good idea.
Yeah.
Just bring it. Like, basically, dads are just iPad kids. So you just need to bring an iPad and just
Such
show
an
him.
Insult to all dads.
And you just need to show him the Euros on one screen, and then when he looks up, he sees Hozier.
Yeah, actually, do you know what? That you're so on something there. I could also be like, oh, God, these days... at gigs, they feed you a full meal before you leave. Like, there's a roast sit-down dinner, Dad, coming after the last song.
It's whatever his favourite food
Hang
is.
Hang on, exactly.
Yeah.
And then finally, I think I could be like, did you not know that Hosier is a West Brom fan?
Your dad's a West Brom.
I know, that's embarrassing, isn't it? But he is. The whole team line up on the way out to get pictures with Hosier fans. It's just their thing. They line up on the way out.
That's funny. So you're going to lie to your father.
I am.
The guard.
I have an approach.
The ex-guard.
I think you absolutely guilt him to staying. You retell the Foo Fighters story.
Yes.
Say how you're secretly fuming.
Mm-hmm.
You've told it on the radio several times.
I was hurt by that.
I was really hurt. And I'd love if we could stay for the whole thing this time. Just real serious.
Together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's the path.
I can almost see him now in my head. Typical Irish dad. He'd be like, all right, so, but then wouldn't say a word for an hour.
Oh, do you know what you need to? Tell him you need to help fixing your car after the gig.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
He'll stick around.
Yeah, will you check my tires, Dad? I don't know if they're balls or not. He'd be like, oh, sure, I suppose I better help you with that.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Question for you this morning. We want to know, when have you been scammed?
Mm-hmm.
We'd love you to get your stories over to us on WhatsApp. Your voice notes, most welcome as always. 087-711-1038.
Most welcome.
Most welcome as always. I feel like this could be like a cautionary tale. Like, I feel like we might all learn something here by hearing about these scams. Maybe it was a scam text or call. Maybe you're overcharged for something. Maybe it was like concert tickets and that is why we're here.
I love when people try to scam me. It's my favourite thing in the world because it just never works because I know what's happening.
I just feel like that
some
is
of them are so convincing
a big
these
statement
days.
And you just never know.
To be fair, that is, I am on my high horse. But like, to be fair, I watch like YouTube videos on people getting scammed and people being saved from getting scammed.
Okay.
I feel like I know the song.
You're educating yourself.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we have to talk about the absolute scamming rats that came out of the woodwork in the past week for the Taylor Swift gigs, because I just felt like they were everywhere.
Yeah.
And I was like, how are there so many mean people?
Yeah. There were colleagues of ours who were dealt with some seriously close call situations with really convincing seeming people. Like, you know, the way you get all this attitude, how could you be so silly to get scammed? It's like, nah, this was so genuine seeming.
Yeah, a girl who worked in here, she was trying for months to get tickets on various different forums and stuff. She was super, super cynical with her approach. She was so aware that she could be scammed, and still about three times she was nearly caught out.
Yeah, once by my cousin who was hacked, his Facebook was hacked, and like the girl you're talking about come up to me and was like, does Dennis really have? And I was like, no, he's
oh my
hacked.
God, yeah. People were hacking accounts and pretending to have tickets.
But even the other day we posted something on the Spin page on Spin's Instagram, some video from our show, and all the comments were just, do you want to win Taylor tickets?
Yeah, this
is what I was going to say. It was the video of me doing the rap on Friday about all the events happening, and I feel like they saw Taylor mentioned once and presumed it was just one Taylor Swift video, and all the comments are like, I've got three tickets going, DM me, this person has two tickets, trusted and tested person to get tickets from, like user 45901, like
nightmare.
As if you have tickets, because anybody who had tickets, it's new, like seven people who wanted tickets.
Yes.
It was just so annoying. And I remember one time when we were like 17 going to Oxygen. It was kind of like our first time going to a music festival. And my friend bought a ticket off Facebook from somebody. And there was like probably about 10 of us arriving together on the Friday. And when it scanned, the fella like scanning the ticket was like, this ticket has been scanned about 30 times.
No.
He sold the same ticket to about 30 girls. She was in floods. All of the girls were like, oh no, how did this happen?
Yeah.
Like, we were so young, but we were so upset.
Yeah,
early
so
days
annoying.
Of scamming as well back then. You know what I mean? That's probably 10 years ago.
That's
now.
OG scamming is making fake tickets.
Yeah, and so I do think the more scam stories you hear, the more on your on guard you are.
Yeah, you're more aware.
So we would love to know yours today. 087-711-1038. When were you scammed? I hope it wasn't badly, but maybe you'll be doing us all a favour.
Yeah, totally. Get your voice notes in.
Sounds very serious, but we're talking about scammers and being scammed on the show this morning because it's a bit of an epidemic. And we'd love to hear your voice notes and your stories over on WhatsApp 087-711-1038 so we can all be a bit more vigilant because the scammers were having a field day last week with the Taylor Swift tickets. Tons of people coming out of the woodwork saying, I have two tickets, I have three tickets. You do in your hat have two or three tickets.
Yeah. Remember as well, Electric Picnic is only around the corner, so that'll be the next big one for them.
Oh, exactly. Keep an
anything
eye out
that's
for them.
Sold out.
Oh,
yes.
And Twitter is a main one as well. Twitter's like, hi, hashtag Ticket Fairy. They'll jump on you.
Yeah.
Oh, I have tickets. They don't.
That hashtag is basically redundant
it
now. You can't trust
redundant.
It at all.
Dead right. I feel like, as someone who, I enjoy messing with scammers, I enjoy wasting their time. but I didn't always, because I think I was scammed twice. Right?
Dang.
One was my card was skimmed at an ATM. Not really a scam. Well, it is a scam, but like, it's not really an online scam.
And nothing
like
you could really do.
Nothing you could do. But now every time I go to an ATM, I like shake the thing. Just so just so I make sure that I can't take the panel off. Do you know what I mean? Because that's what they do. They make these things that go on the ATM directly over them that look as if they're...
Look legitimate.
They look like they're the ATMs. Do you know what I mean? But the actual time that I got scammed online was I got an email from PayPal and they were like, hey, 500 quid down in your account. Something to that effect. And I was like, good one. Like... What are they talking about? Why would I have spent 500 quid on, you know, this, that, the other? I was just like, obviously a scam. I'm wise to you. Mm. I checked my account and I was minus 500 quid. And I had to get onto PayPal and be like, hi, what's going on? They were like, we'll try to get you your money back. I was like, you'll definitely get me my money back.
Yeah, I didn't do anything.
I haven't done a thing here. I was like, I didn't give out my password. I didn't. And there's like two-factor authentication. I don't know how people got through it. But anyway, I did manage to get the money.
Bags.
Yeah, no idea how.
Danny Bazan, we're asking you, when have you been scammed this morning? 087-711-1038.
So I got scammed by a website that I was very familiar with pre-Brexit called Fabletics.
Okay.
In the past, I had a parcel motel that used to deliver to there because they had an address in Northern Ireland, but Brexit came and got rid of that. So when I found their website and I found Fabletics Ireland in quote marks, I ordered two pairs of legging shorts thinking I was getting these beautiful fancy ones, because bear in mind they do exist in the UK. I did order from their pre-Brexit before Parcel Motel got rid of their UK addresses. Yeah. I bought the leggings, I paid charges, I paid surprising import duties and complained and they ignored me. And what came in the post, instead of two pairs of leggings, it wasn't even cheap leggings or bad quality, it was a fake Gucci hat worth less than €2. And they offered me a percentage of refund instead of the full thing because it, quote, wasn't worth the full thing or the hassle of sending the product back.
You're joking me.
Before I gave in to them, they got shut down by Google and I never got a single refund back. So be careful, guys.
Wow.
The fake hat.
Sorry, enough to me. They're like, we'll just give her the hat.
Yeah. What have you got in the back there for?
And to keep those women happy, give her a fake Gucci hat.
This happens on websites a lot. I remember trying to get a taxi from like a hotel in Lanzarote to the airport. This was like years ago, and it was just like, yeah, cool, no problem, your taxi's on the way. Pfft, idiot.
Never
was
came.
Not on the way.
Producer Callum.
You have to wake up pretty early to catch me out, but let me take you back to 11-year-old or, well, more 16-year-old Callum.
Okay.
There used to be this thing, it was big in the UK, probably not as popular here. It was like an online chat room called Habbo Hotel. It was a virtual hotel where you'd meet like friends and you'd chat to people all around the world and you'd have different rooms that you could go in and you
sounds
could
very dodgy, Callum.
Build your own hotel rooms. This was all legit. Habbo Hotel was a legit
this
thing.
This is Callum we're talking to here. This is definitely not dodgy.
Yeah. I know, but I've never heard of it.
No, so this was a legit thing and you had your own rooms and you bought furniture using your own money. You used to text to get credits and then you bought furniture from the catalogue to decorate your hotel rooms and people would come and visit in and everything. And I was so big into this thing that I got an email. I was on like Habbo Hotel fan sites and things like this. And I got an email from people pretending to be moderators from the game. And they said, Callum, we want to make you a moderator. And they sent me this web form where you put in your username and password. And I was like, this is legit. Callum Farmer. Instantly got logged out. They robbed everything from my virtual hotel room. All these credits that I bought through my text messaging and everything.
The couch was gone.
Completely wiped out. Yeah, they used to call club sofas. Completely gone. All the furniture. I had a throne. That was a rare piece of furniture. Gone. I was sickened.
You just scammed out your throne.
Yeah. And there was all this virtual stuff. It's like I'm on to you. Anything that I see online.
It's like a grown-up version of Club Penguin.
Yeah, basically that.
Right,
devil.
Thing. That is such a less.
You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged. Recharged.
We're talking about big, dirty scammers on the show because of all the scammers that came out of the woodwork for Taylor Swift last week. And we have been looking for your stories over on 087-711-1038.
Edward, when were you scammed?
So it's one of these like crypto pyramid schemes. It was one of those things where you get pulled in and they actually showed your return out of it. But after, you know, when serious money got into it, it was like, you start with €50, you get back €100, you put in €200, you get back €600.
Right.
And it built and it built, and I was actually, and money was actually coming out of it. And then all of a sudden, they're like, hey, you know, you need to put in €2,000. And so it goes in, and then all of a sudden they trap you needing the urge to put in more money.
Yes.
And then when you're down about €9,000, well, in my particular case, yes, then bam, they pull the plug on you and take everything.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So you lost €9,000.
Well, over €9,000,
oh,
yeah.
Sorry. And like, that's, I didn't.
Yeah, no, it was not a pleasant experience at all. Like,
Yeah.
Did this happen over a long time?
No, it was one of those things that happened in less than 24 hours.
Dear God,
oh
the
God.
Whole thing, you lost over €9,000 in 24 hours.
It was, yeah, because it was so fast. It started so fast. So it was a matter of 24 hours from the initial investment to losing all of this money. And it was one of those things where they pull you in by giving you money back. So it was a very
deep,
elaborate scheme.
Mm. Are we able to get onto the guards or anything, Edward?
Oh, God, went to the guards. I emailed crypto companies. I went to, you know, but the people who actually try, who say they can recover crypto for you are a scam.
Yeah.
Oh, scams everywhere.
Yeah,
oh,
man, so the companies are actually, the companies saying they can recover money are scams.
Of course, yeah. Listen, I'm so sorry that happened to you. It was just appalling.
Yeah.
Oh, Edward, we're so sorry, but look, hopefully this will prevent somebody else from being
absolutely
ripped off like you.
And hopefully you get back on track soon enough. Thanks so much for chatting to us.
Yeah, no. Thanks for chatting with me. I think that a lot more people should be aware about
Definitely.
This type of thing, you know?
Too right. Yeah, thanks Edward.
Have a good day.
So at least if it only happened to me, then I can help a lot more people, right?
There you go.
Right,
yes, some sort of consolation.
All right, Take care, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Joe Duffy?
Oh, my God.
Don't
David
you?
David Hammond's at Leinster House.
Wake up.
This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Tuesday and we're here again.
God, you're very chipper. What's going on with you? You just won the lottery or something.
Imagine.
Relax.
Can we be a bit more normal?
Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday. It's the worst day of the week, for God's sake, Emma.
Sanity.
I'm disappointed in you, Aisling Bonner. You normally love a bit of positivity.
Ah, no, Tuesdays.
That was too much.
Tuesdays are dush.
Actually, I'm not feeling positive. I had to pay my car insurance yesterday. What a huge letdown having
not
to do that
good
once a year.
At all. But let's talk about that later. Let's talk about your hair now.
what's wrong with my hair?
What's going on is something I've never seen before.
No, the hair is class.
The hair is like plaited, but like thick plaits. It looks cool.
Okay.
And I feel like it's powerful.
That's a really terrible explanation. Your hair is basically in a high pony with a plait.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's exactly what I said.
Thick plaits. What does that mean?
Thick plaits, as in the plait is thick.
You said plaits, plural.
Like you,
there's only
the
one.
The plait is thick. I feel
you're holding up your hands as if there are two plaits. There's only one.
No, but I'm saying that the strands of hair, like, that are
honestly
going around.
This just proves again, I always have my hair down. You do one thing different on the show and it gets public attention.
It does.
But I'm curious as to how strong your plait is.
Oh, it's pretty good. Like, I can
see it. Like, I feel like you just bashed
the
microphone there.
Yeah. It is like a helicopter.
I have this really terrible piece of, like, toilet paper.
Oh, great.
I'm going to come around to you and I want to see if you can cut it in half with your hair.
What the hell? Obviously not. It's not sharp.
I don't think Dave knows.
I'm scared
what
I'm
going to
bang
like
you. Okay, 1 second.
Okay,
one,
do it.
Two.
Headbang.
Three.
Oh! She did it! Oh my God!
Okay, next. You got to knock your bottle of water off the table.
Oh, it's full.
Okay.
Callum, are you okay with this?
Yeah.
What if it...
Don't give yourself a black eye. Just close the lid.
The science.
What way will I go? This way?
Yeah.
All right. Can I knock the bottle of water off the desk with my hair? 1, 2, 3.
Of course you can.
It's so powerful.
All of this will be up at official spin 1038 on Instagram if you want some
what
visual
else?
Footage.
The next button.
Okay, yeah, we want you to hit the next song with your hair.
Oh, I've no direction. That's difficult.
Just did two in a row.
Just don't take the station off air.
I was about to say I could take the station off air.
Mind your move the mic.
Okay, go for the next button now.
1, 2, 3. If this hits into the first song, we're laughing. If not, then it's a fail. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, that was so close.
Again. Oh, a few more times.
You're hitting it, but it's...
Can you hear this, people? Can you hear this?
This is ridiculous.
She looks mental.
One more time.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
She was in town last week supporting Shania Twain, and we caught up with Rag & Bowman.
Ireland, man.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashlyn.
We are absolutely chuffed to bits to be joined in studio by Rag and Bone Man, everybody.
Hello.
We'll call you Rag and Bone Man for the duration of the interview, or we call you Rory?
I mean, Rory's the name my mum gave me, so.
I think that's fair enough.
She'd probably appreciate that.
Yeah, she'd appreciate it.
Okay. How are you?
I'm really, really good, thank you. Thank you so much for having me on.
It's a real honour to meet you in person. We've been fans of your music for such a long time. Your voice, your pipes. How do you mind those pipes?
I kind of sing and stuff, but I have vocal nodules at the moment.
Do you?
Yeah, which is, as you'll know, an absolute nightmare.
You've got to be careful with that.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. So how do you, like, have you ever suffered with that? Or
have
you strong muscles?
I feel like my voice is like an old record player or something. It's like...
Because it's quite gravelly.
Yeah.
It is. I feel like that would be.
And I don't know. I may be jinxing it, but I've never really broken my.
Okay, well, it's like a Nokia 3210.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
It's still got battery from 1998.
Well, listen. Actually, speaking of, did you always know you could sing, and did you get like voice training to, you know, sing from the stomach and all that? No. Wow.
Never had one bit of voice training. It was just, I guess, like. Importance of influence from my parents were just like let me listen to whatever I wanted. They had a big record collection and I was always encouraged to just pick out whatever I wanted to listen to.
Amazing.
And then because there were so many big voices in that collection, it was like
who?
BB King, Sam Cooke, all of that
right. Good
stuff. It's like that's what I grew up on. So when I come to sing, it just come out like that.
You do kind of have an old-timey sound to your voice, like that big...
Yeah, I think it... It's
the vibrato
kind of,
and everything.
Kind of a bit like that because I was trying to... Originally was trying to just emulate other people.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because that's kind of what you
well,
do
that's
when
kind
you
of
learn
what you know,
something.
Yeah.
You know, like you play guitar like such and such.
Yeah, influences.
You know.
Interesting. So you're in Dublin supporting Shania Twain, Malahide, but only last week you were here supporting Pink and the Aviva.
I was.
Are you sick of Dublin?
Nah, I love it.
Have you been here the whole time, or have you been bouncing around in between?
I've been back and forth. I've been to Cork. I went to Belfast.
Okay, so you've been in Ireland the past week.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and see, and nice, doing cool.
Cork people are mad.
Yeah.
You know, in a good way.
Yeah, they are a bit tough.
I didn't know what to expect because I've never played anywhere outside of Dublin or Belfast.
Okay,
and I know the Dublin audience is amazing.
Mm.
But I didn't know what to expect to Cork, and I was like, yo, these people are really up for it.
I think they're just delighted somebody's come all the way down.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I have one question about supporting Pink and the Aviva.
Yeah.
I really hope it's a yes to this question. Did you get to get strapped into the harness and go flying around on the...
No, but I wanted to.
On the strings,
really?
Yeah. Was there any option?
I feel like I might be a bit heavy set for that.
Don't say that.
Hell no.
Absolutely not.
But did you ask? There was no possibility
of
that
happening. To be honest, I'm petrified of heights. I wouldn't...
I was about to say that would be my worst nightmare.
Okay, yeah.
Come here, I want to come back to your name because I only recently actually was like playing one of your songs on the radio and was like, I've never actually Googled what that means. Actually, you know what? You're here yourself. Why did you go with Rag and Bone Man?
Do you have Rag and Bone Man in Ireland, or have you?
No, it's definitely an English thing.
Okay. So, well, we don't have them anymore. This is that old time. But there was this TV show called Stepped On Sounds, a comedy. And my granddad used to make us watch it on Saturday mornings. Yeah. And I thought it was rubbish. But I just remembered it and a kind of fond memory of watching it with my granddad, this old black and white TV thing. And I grew up on blues music and it sounded like a blues name to me. So that's why I chose it. I know it's ridiculous.
Is Rag and Bone Man like one of the characters or one?
No, a Rag and Bone Man is somebody who used to go around on like a horse and cart and collect other people's scrap.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and
you know
then sell them.
Yeah.
So it's like you're a grafter as well, you know?
Yeah, exactly,
a hard worker,
yeah.
You're also getting married this year, I believe.
Yes.
Woo!
How's the preparation going?
It's all done. I've done
nice adjusted. One.
Yeah.
Happy days.
Yeah.
Excited?
Yeah, apart from my suit, actually. You just reminded me. I've got to go get that sorted.
Okay.
But I think everything else.
There's a nice suit shop, Louis Copeland. That's
is
a
there?
Posh one, yeah, down
is
the road.
Posh?
Yeah,
it is a bit posh, yeah.
They might sort you out.
Okay.
Yeah. Get a hashtag collab with Louis Copeland in Dublin for your wedding. Come on, tell us. Can you give us any juice? Who's the most famous person on the guest list as it stands?
I don't know famous people.
Really?
No.
Pink's not coming, like?
No.
Shania?
No. I haven't invited not welcome. Them, to be fair.
You do seem too cool to even...
Yeah, you've got your own crew.
You know what? I live quite a quiet life, and everyone's like... I remember it came out in the papers, and they were speculating, like, oh, my God, his guest list, there's literally no one.
Calvin Harris?
No.
Are you guys pals, you and Calvin?
I mean, we're colleagues.
He's
a nice dude. We just don't really know each other that well.
Yeah, we're together.
Every time we've collabed, it's been like, I've written a song and I've sent it to him.
Okay.
And then he's worked on it.
It's amazing, yeah.
Really ever been in a
Lovers team. In a Past Life is my favourite song of this summer so far.
Thank you very much.
So good
for that.
Fully charged with Emma, Dave, and Ashlyn. A few weeks ago, we had Teddy Swims in the studio with us. Yes, he is another bearded, tattoo-faced man.
He is.
Yeah, and have you met him? Do you know him at all?
I haven't. I think we maybe chatted on DM once.
Okay, cool. He was a really sound guy. He's obviously American. Yes. You're English, but he was a very cuddly man, and that is where the nickname Teddy comes from.
Is he?
And when he came in, he gave us all hugs. So, if you wouldn't mind, if this isn't a HR issue, would you mind giving me a hug and I'll give you a rating compared to Teddy Swims?
You're going to rate my hug?
I'll rate your hug. Yeah, okay, we'll do it. Okay, headphones off.
Right. So you need to rate the hug.
You're a lot taller than me, so I'll have to go on my tippy toes.
What? How tall are you? Oh.
How's that?
That was really good.
Was that really good, Ash?
That was really good, actually.
How does it compare to...
Teddy was more my height, I kind of had to reach up. But you came down to my level.
Okay.
No, that was really nice.
May I ask you, Rory, what height are you?
I'm 6'6".
Wow.
That's really tall.
I wish I was that tall. I'd love to see the world from...
You just hit your head all the time.
Yeah.
Is it annoying? Great for gigs, though, like standing at gigs. But you probably don't do that much.
Yeah, well, not great for other people.
Yeah, true. Do you feel kind of guilty?
Well, because I'm always sat in front... Whenever I sit down, or if it's a sit-down gig, I always look behind and I'm like... I give it the kind of look to say... Sorry. Yeah. But I can't really do anything.
What can I do? So normally when we have people on our show, we like to play this little game that we have created. It's extremely original and creative.
Right.
It's basically we make puns of your name and we do kind of a quick fire round of questions.
Okay,
will I kick it off?
Off you go, Ash.
All right, your name is Rag and Bone Man. So we're going Brag and Bone Man.
Yeah.
Brag about one of your hidden talents.
I can put... dental floss up my nose and out my mouth.
No!
And floss.
Ah! I wanted 12, but it is quick fire.
That's insane.
Stag and Bone Man, any plans for your stag parties? You're getting married later in the year.
I am going fishing for 3 days.
Nice.
I actually am going fishing for 3 days.
Oh, that's fun. Okay, Rag and Moan Man. Do you want to have a moan about something?
Traffic in Dublin is rubbish.
It's really bad.
I was like, I'll be there in 10 minutes. 40 minutes later.
Yeah, you were late.
I know. It wasn't. I know. And do you know what? I pride myself on never being late, and it really angers me to be late.
I'm always late for everything, so I don't care.
Okay. I'm like you. 10 minutes earlier, don't bother showing up at all. Yeah. Dragon Bone Man, is there any part of your job that you find kind of boring?
Waiting around all day.
For something to happen later,
yeah.
Does shooting a music video take so long?
It's one of the most boring experiences.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We shoot a video here for something for work and it looks like it's a 15-second video. And you're like, why are we still here half an hour later? How many takes of the same movement? Why are they also needed? But I can't imagine it for a production like a bloody music video.
Well, when I did my last video, I think I started it at 8 a.m. and finished at like 11 p.m.
Oh, God.
At least it was a one-day job.
Yeah.
Rag and Scone Man. Okay. Do you like a scone?
I like a scone.
Oh, yeah.
A scone.
I know you'd say it differently.
Scone. A scone. You like scones?
No, I'm saying more like scone.
Well, you have a scone.
Okay.
Are we going jam and cream? Are we going jam and butter? What's the vibe? Raisins out.
My friends in Cornwall will probably kill me for this, but
go on.
I like cream first.
Oh.
Then the jam. I can't remember if it's the way they do it or not, but... Regardless, okay,
it's a tricky application.
Rag and Trombone Man, how many musical instruments can you play? Name them.
Guitar, piano, harmonica.
Cool.
Mandolin.
Wow.
That's about it.
Amazing, that's pretty good. I have one more. Rag and Bone Stan, would you consider yourself a stan of anyone?
Denzel Washington.
I'm
like a mega fan. I watched everything he's ever done, and I sat next to him on the Graham Norton show, and I've never been so nervous in my entire life.
Wow. Did he live up to your expectations?
He did. I just remember being so awkward talking to him. Like, just like a little boy.
I know.
Yeah.
He's a cool guy.
And I met Whoopi Goldberg and I felt the same with her.
Yeah, but you know, she's an icon, yeah.
You grow up like watching someone so much on different things and it's the voice, it's like everything about
you're
them.
Like, they're right there.
Oh my God, it's you. It's incredible. And all I could think to say to her was, she said, oh, can I get a hug? And I was like, I like hugs. And that was the most ridiculous thing to say. I was like, why did you say you like hugs? You know when you can replay it in your mind and you're like, she must think you're just an idiot.
Is that why you didn't say that to me when I asked for a hug?
I like hugs, yeah.
An absolute pleasure to chat to you this morning. It's Rag and Bone on Spin, everybody. Thank you. Calvin Harris with Rag and Bone Man and Lovers in a Past Life on Spin with Emma, David, Aisling. Isn't Rory a lovely man? Nice guy.
Wow.
Yeah, big fan. Aisling got a hug off him and all.
I did. He was 6'6".
Dear God.
He was a big, tall man.
Mm, fab. Okay, coming up on 9:30, and all this week on the show, we are celebrating with Maxi Zoo. Want to give you a €200 Maxi Zoo voucher because the launch of their new store in Nutgrove is happening this weekend. There's going to be face painting on the day, balloon modelling, and loads more fun things to do as well.
What would you get? I'd love to get face painting done as a, like a little Dalmatian or something, I think.
That'd be weird.
That'd be nice. What do you think? Don't be weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
A Dalmatian's very nice.
That's a classic. If you're in a pet shop and you're getting your face painted.
Yeah, but Dave's a grown man. He's not getting his face painted.
celebrating the launch of the new store in Nutgrove.
I think it's for the kids. My auntie got a new puppy the other day. Poppy, so cute.
What do you call puppies cute for? That's very kiddish.
No? I actually don't know, to be honest. I'm really bad at breeds, but incredibly cute.
Well, like, can you even like hazard a guess?
Hairy, brown,
dog.
Long hair.
Big, barks. Small.
Puppy, obviously small.
Oh, yeah. But, like, will it be big or small?
Average.
Oh, my God.
It joins the other dog she has, who's about 8 years old, of the same breed, and the other dog is not loving this new situation at all.
I'd say not. I love the thought of bringing a dog to my dog and just being like, this is your new brother, and just watching like, him freak out. No. Like, I'm only joking.
Well, wait until Puppy gets all the new Maxi Zoo toys. We're going to be bringing the party vibes on Saturday at the launch of the store between 1 and 4. You're going to have live music there from the Spin DJs.
Yeah, and today we got a €200 Maxi Zoo voucher for you to win. Right now, all you got to do is message us the word zoo to 087-711-1038. That's our number. Just the word zoo in a WhatsApp will do. If we ring you back, you cannot answer the phone with hello because that would be too easy. What you need to answer the phone with is this. One more time. Emma, that was beautiful, Emma. Do that again.
See, the people of Maxi Zoo wouldn't understand you if you said hello.
No,
they
phone.
They only speak in animal.
They speak animal.
So that's what you got to answer the phone with. So zoo in a WhatsApp first to 087-711-1038. And then if we bring you back, you got to answer the phone with...
And beyond this now, yesterday we got through a load of people before somebody answered.
No one would bark
meow
at us.
No, yeah.
We're,
bark,
we're
yeah.
sticklers to the rules on this as well.
Yeah, because,
like, there's no, like, I'll say hello and we'll leave you away with it.
Not
like, no,
at all.
The if you get a rules. Phone call in the next 15 minutes, answer it with meow. Simple as that.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
If there is a pet in your life, listen up, because you know what pets are? Expensive.
Oh, they are.
Cost you a few bob when you're doing the. You have to do the weekly shop for yourself and then do the weekly shop for the pet. A lot going on.
Something you don't factor in, and then you want to buy them toys all the time because you love them so much.
I know. It's like having a toddler.
Have everything. I love you so much.
Maxi Zoo are celebrating the launch of their brand new store coming to Nutgrove, my favourite place. This weekend, they're going to have face painting, balloon modelling, and loads more fun things going on, so make sure to pop by.
So you sound too old for face painting. Can I have a balloon?
No, that's again weird, Dave.
What's the point,
though? Do you ever want to have a girlfriend again?
I just want to celebrate Maxi Zoo.
Yeah, he doesn't care about girls.
Yeah.
He cares about balloons.
Okay, relax now for a second. But I do. I want a girlfriend and a dog balloon.
You just need a girl who likes balloons as well. And the party vibes, because Spin's going to be bringing the party vibes on Saturday. There will be balloons, but there'll also be music from Spin DJs from 1 to 4. That's pretty cool.
That is cool.
Isn't it?
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah,
I'm excited
for
that.
Dave will be there painted with his face like a Dalmatian.
With my dog balloon.
Inside the Spin DJs.
Balloons.
Dead smoker.
Doing the running man.
We have a €200 Maxi voucher for you to win right now and every single day on the show this week. We told you a few minutes ago, though, if you get the call back, you can't answer your phone the normal way, like, hey, or hello.
Yeah. Yeah, none of that.
Nope, you have to answer the phone a very particular way. If you don't, we move on and you don't win the voucher. It's a cruel world out here. And we don't want another disaster like yesterday.
No.
No.
Yay! That was good.
Oh my God, I kind of forgot. We were looking
so
for,
did I.
I was actually like, what are they doing?
That was so good, Ash, that like, to be honest, it's identical to this.
That was exactly the same.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I was actually practicing in the... Sure, you got it right.
Brilliant.
Well, you did. You got it absolutely spot on.
You were bang on. So you've won yourself a €200 Maxi Zoo voucher.
Thank you, guys.
You're very welcome, Ash. What's the story? Do you have, what kind of pets do you have?
I'm actually planning to adopt a dog this weekend. So this is the actually most amazing for it to come.
Oh, well, this is a sign, and I love the fact you're adopting. Fair play.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
That's so exciting.
So there you go. You've got some toys for the new dog. You got some food and
bowls, beds, coats for the winter.
Oh, why not?
Depending on the breed.
Do you know what type of dog you're adopting, or are you going to just pick on the day?
We're going to see a foxhound.
A foxhound.
A foxhound.
Oh, I don't know a foxhound.
Is that not the movie The Fox and the Hound?
Are you sure? It's not just a fox.
Oh, a foxhound is stunning. Oh my God, look at that.
Oh, it's kind of like a beagle.
Oh, gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. Oh, you're going to...
Well, he's beautiful.
A friend for life, Ash.
Yeah, you're going to have a fun few weeks now getting settled in with him or her. Listen, well done. You've won with Maxi Zoo and best luck this weekend. Send us photos of the new dog.
Will do. Thanks so much, guys.
See ya, Ash. Bye.
Bye.
Talk to you later.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
And you know what? We were slagging you, Emma, for being so positive earlier on.
I have no reason to be.
You have absolutely no reason. You've got an awful day ahead of you.
You've actually got one of the all-time worst days ever.
I'm not meant to have nice things. I had to pay my insurance yesterday, pay my tax. This is all for my car now. Obviously, I pay off a loan for the car as well.
And where is your car?
My car has been stuck in the car park since last Friday because when I left work on Friday, the car, one of the tyres was flat. And I was like, oh, Grant, these two nice men were like, we'll help you change the tyre. Open the boot, there's no spare.
Oh,
why?
Nice.
I don't know.
Okay.
So another couple of £100 now today to hand over to someone who's doing a call out to sort it for me. And then after that, I won't be able to eat or think straight and I'll be in pain because I'm getting braces put in.
But now tell me this, because the car has been off the road for the last 4 days, you get a bit of a tax break off that now?
You don't, unfortunately. I looked into that. No, that doesn't happen.
So you're literally getting Invisalign braces today as well?
Today, yeah.
That's
so I might not be able to do my job tomorrow. I'm not meant to have nice things.
What brand is your car?
No one's telling you that.
It's a Volvo.
Oh, thanks. Nice.
I was hoping it was a Skoda. I was going to make a joke that tomorrow she'd be saying, Skoda.
Skoda.
I'm not saying that. A Volvo.
But she paid her insurance.
Well, I did pay my insurance. Yeah, I got help and all tomorrow. I could be very, very bad on the radio tomorrow morning.
Who's this? Tiesto.
I'm spinning.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.